The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Ray Stanford, once we get him going, there's no stopping with this incredible information. Let's proceed.
All right. Welcome back, Ray.
Hey, good to be here.
Well, I could go on more questions. Technomage T, again, kind of poses the hypothetical question. Do you believe it's extraterrestrial, or is there some other non-human, I would say closed system intelligence theory that accounts for facts better?
I'm dubious of what I call homocentric systems that would say these are us in our future. To me, it's kind of like the old theories that, the universe revolves around the Earth. It's too man-centric. I'm not saying that that is not a possibility, but considering the diversity of crafts that we have seen and filmed and recorded electronically in some cases, these things are so diverse and that I really think that it's very complex, and I don't like the term extraterrestrial, because we immediately think we jerk into, the day the Earth stood still, into the concept of the alien landing in a flying saucer. He's got solutions to Earth and so on and so forth. If we look at a history of humankind, that every time a more technologically advanced culture came across another one, they got sunk. I mean, I'm a great student of the pre-Columbian cultures. I'm fascinated by them, but I know what happened to them and the breakdown of their cultures when the Spanish came with their technology, their guns, as contrasted with just slingshots and spears. And you wonder, it seems to me that we need to realize that when these cultures get advanced, they may not have any sense of the goal, the kind of goals that we think about. We think about if we go to a distant planet, we find life, what we would do, we would quarantine ourselves to try to not disturb their ecology, and we do this and that. But we don't know when a civilization, whatever you want to call it, maybe it's a technological being that has come out of a civilization but gone off on its own. Whatever it is, we can't presuppose what its motivations would do and what it might find to be just and what it might find to be. You might not know, have a sense of fun, but on the other hand, I've heard of some cases. Let me mention a case that's one of my favorites. It's the Wells Allen Webb case. It's from Ohio, late 60s. I don't remember the exact date. It was in winter. There had been heavy snows, and there was a mobile home where a lady and her husband and son lived. Her husband was off at a student club meeting that night, and the mother lived in the bigger house next door to the mobile home, and their pipes had frozen in the mobile home. So little Gregory Wells, who was 12, was asked to go across with the insulated jug to get water from grandmother's house where the pipes were not frozen. And so he started out the front door. And after a few moments, Granny and Mommy heard him scream, and they threw the door open. And here was a 20-foot disc with red emissions around it. Gregory was on the ground screaming on fire. What he saw as he went down, he saw this object approach and stop. He saw a rod out the bottom of it that was rotating. And quite rightly, he got the feeling that rod pointed at him. He was in trouble. And he started to run, but he had no time. It got there and it emitted, I think the beam was red, but I'm not sure. And a beam that hit, it was so cold, he had a thick Mackinaw, these thick jackets on, these plaid thick jackets, and a sweatshirt under that, and a t-shirt under that. It burned through all of them, and burned, first and second degree burns, into his shoulder. He screamed and thoughtfully rolled in the snow. But his mother and grandmother, they stepped out, they saw this thing, and immediately it's as if the thing ceased to exist. It's as if it had an energy shell around it, maybe like a hot plasma. This kind of a glow, this red glow of a disc shape, and all of a sudden it got caught in the wind. That just blew away in the wind. In other words, it was gone, but it left this energy shell of plasma, I guess, where it was, if we can guess at all what it was. And here was Gregory. She managed to reach at wherever the civic club meeting was, and the father came and got him and took him to a doctor in the middle of the night. And the doctor said, "Young man, you just better be glad you have that coat on."
Yeah, because really. I'm surprised.
He said you would be burned through the bone and probably the bone if that had happened.
I am really surprised I haven't heard of this before.
Yeah, it's a wonderful case. It was published in the Aerophenomena Research Organization's bulletin. It's been one of my favorites. And it's not the kind of thing you fake. You've got three witnesses, a mama, a grandmother, and the 12-year-old boy.
You have burnt clothing and you have second and third degree burns. I mean,
that's right. That's right.
And it's kind of hard to explain that away.
Wonderful case. And it all brings to mind, of course, all those cases that Bob Pratt so thoroughly documents in his book about the terrible things that went on in Brazil that Jacques Vallée also investigated.
Right.
This is not all friendly. It's not all love and light. It's not all space brothers. I mean, believe me. I mean, people that try to oversimplify, I have to laugh at some of the things that people, you know, claim and claim they understand about this, because the more I've learned, the truth of the matter is I've learned how damn little I know. It becomes more and more puzzling. Yeah. I learn a lot of facts, but how much do I understand? I understand something of some of the physics of these things and can talk about it and show it to you on the screen. But what are they doing? Why are they here? I don't try 76 to try to fathom that. I just try to deal with the physical side of it if possible.
You know, one of the things I wonder about, Ray, is the fact that we have so-called ETs telling people, well, we're here to express our concerns about the environment, but they're visiting some unknown person in some unknown city, not the people in authority who can even handle that. The point being here is it does appear there's a fair amount of deception in the UFO field. When there is communication, assuming that communication really happened, and we don't always know, why should we believe E.T.? Why should we expect them to tell us the truth?
Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I keep telling people, they say, well, you know, haven't they talked? I said, look, you, how well do you know your neighbor next door? Would you believe everything they told you? Well, this guy jumps down in a spaceship from God knows where. What are you going to believe that he says? There are a lot of stories that people have told that, you know, if they were talking to something out there, there are a lot of contradictory stories, a lot of stories like they were made to make the case look ridiculous later. There was the famous case I remember quite well on August 20th, 1953, I think it was. There were some guys, two guys that claimed they were up in, I think it was Colorado, and they saw this craft come down, and these small occupants, and they told them, we're going to come on the 20th every month, so, you know, come back and we'll see us. Well, of course, they told the media, and the media went out there, and nothing showed up. You know, it's like, well, also the guys are lying. But my question is, if the guys are lying, why would they have said that? Because there wouldn't be any UFOs showing up. Would they make up a lie like that?
Good question. Well, here's a question from Cosmonaut. What information have you discovered, Ray, about alien abductions that's not generally known? This kind of, you know, brings us to the realm of potential agendas. And if we are dealing with something non-human that's off-planet, what could their possible motivations be? You kind of hinted around at some possibilities there before, but what do you think?
Well, I don't know exactly what to think, but let me just make a few comments on that. I have to laugh at books. You know, I respect Ray Fowler for all the good work he did, but I think he got a little far out in his last books. And he talks about, we've got, you know, just look in your leg and you'll see the evidence you were abducted. You look, you'll see a little dent there in your leg. And, you know, this is where they were taking a genetic sample. Well, I'm sorry. And he shows pictures of things, I think, on his legs and talks at others. Well, I'm sorry, that doesn't prove a thing to me in the first place. When we get little nicks like that in our childhood, we forget them. And people can fantasize that they were abducted. Well, let me ask them, if they're going to say they were there to take a genetic sample, why didn't they just stick a Q-tip in their mouth and get some saliva instead of digging into their leg to get a...
Yeah, really, how medieval.
Well, you see, the problem, Ray, is they haven't watched the CSI TV show
or Law and Order. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Or any of these shows where they show how simple it is to get DNA samples. Or you give them a cup of water, and you get the fingerprints and everything from the cup.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I've got a cup right here in my office. I won't say which famous person it's from, but he drank coffee while he was here, and I've still got his cup. And he's a famous person. A lot of people think he's connected with,
Okay, so we take that cup, we can see whether he has any alien DNA.
Right, yeah.
Okay, we'll send someone over. Chris is going to fly over tomorrow, and he's going to do that. No, he's not. You see, I'm already committing Chris.
By the way, sometimes I think these guys in the intelligence community do things to laugh at us or to just punch our buttons and see what we will do.
Or maybe the fact is that we call them an intelligence community It's just an oxymoron. I'll tell
yeah,
you.
It's an oxymoron, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Good point.
We have to break right now. We have Ray Stanford. Lots more to cover in the remaining three segments with Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We actually have some more questions from our audience, Chris. You want to maybe get to one or two?
Sure. You know, I think, Ray, what we need to do is differentiate between types of phenomenal events that are lumped together in a particular UFO category. And there's been a couple of interesting articles that have come out in the last few days about the Hezdalen lights. And there's been a new movie that was released a month ago based on the Brown Mountain lights and some of the legends that have been associated with it loosely, I might add. Do you think that ball of light phenomenon like Hezdalen or Brown Mountain, where witnesses often feel that there are no material objects involved, are actually related to nuts and bolts types of UFOs?
I think that most of them may be related to natural phenomena. Let me give an example. I haven't heard from him in years. He may not be among us physically still, but there was a wonderful friend, a physicist, David E. Fields, which I joke with him, that was David Energy Fields. But he was a physicist who worked for years and retired from from Oak Ridge National Laboratories. In fact, he's the one that got me in there and did some interesting image processing on some of my UFO pictures there, and I got an invitation. Hey, if you ever want to come back, you're quite welcome. But I didn't. But anyway, he and his colleagues, and they had an organization they call the Isochronous something of their network. That means that they would study things that occurred simultaneously in time. But anyway, they went out to Brown Mountain, and they hypothesized that these were some piezoelectric effect. And so they deposited some dynamite in a crevice somewhere, I think it was, or I don't think they drilled, I think it was a crevice. Anyway, and from a distance, they ignited the dynamite. But they did observe that it caused, this is not proof of anything, but that it did cause piezoelectric light emissions above the surface of the that part of the mountain. Also, it's interesting to note, you've heard of the Alpine Marfa lights out in southwest Texas.
Famous. They've been there for at least 100 years, if not longer.
That's right. People have seen them before we had flying technology and so. But what people don't know, generally speaking, is that there's a range of mountains that extends right down there, and that's in there, right up the south end of it. These mountains are called the Glass Mountains. And right up north of the highway, some ways, is a huge impact structure. I forget the name of it, but I stay that because I'm into meteorites and impacts. And the huge impact structure. And the fossils, I was told, well, they call them Glass Mountains because the fossils look like they're made of glass. Well,
wow, interesting.
They probably are. It may be vitrifying, but for example, in the big impact structure in Germany, where there's two cities right inside the what they call the Riefkessel, from which the terrestrial rock was knocked up that fell down and became the moldavite, some of which are pretty green and transparent. But anyway, I have fossils, in fact, in my collection that are glass from the impact. Well, I think that those out in the Glass Mountains, many of them may also be glass. They may be vitrifying to the degree that now that people don't realize, I forget the age, is a very old impact. But I think that the way that impact may have shifted those mountains that you're still getting a tectonic stress across them.
Right, and piezoelectric light effects.
Right, and with temperature variations, as the day changes into the cooler night and so on and so forth, and you get a redistribution of the stress, you probably get some piezoelectric emissions, and that would be my hypothesis.
Super dry air down there, too.
But,
very dry air.
Yeah, a lot of dry air, that's right. Very dry.
Well, you brought up the interesting word, fossil. Now, Ray, I think many of our listeners are aware of, really, you're becoming infamous now in the scientific community for some of your uncanny abilities to look down inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., and find trackways and prints of dinosaurs that lay down, tens of millions of years ago that probably tens of thousands of people have walked over and never noticed. Now, I've often, when people say, well, okay, Ray, academia and the scientific community has, has acknowledged his ability to find tracks on the ground. Well, my standard response is, well, what do you think happens when Ray looks up? As above, so below. And I've championed your ability, your observational acuity, your ability to not only detect evidence, but to analyze it. Give us a thumbnail sketch of some of your recent work in your dinosaur trackways or ichnology work. Okay. And, where we are with the famous, tracks that you found at the Goddard Space Flight Center and stopped construction of their new headquarters.
Well, I'm glad you give me a chance to toot my little horn here. I'll name a few things. One of my favorite things is I found the only hatchling notosaur, an armored dinosaur, that ever been found in the entire world, and it's the only hatchling of any type of dinosaur that's been found in the entire eastern United States. And it has been under peer review, published in the Journal of Paleontology, and with my wonderful co-author, Dr. David Y. Sample of Johns Hopkins Medical University, who's one of the best-known dinosaur researchers, most highly regarded in the world. And so we published this. It was accepted. We made a total precedent, because never in history had anybody got accepted for publication. In fact, they even hadn't tried to publish. This dinosaur, we have no bones and no teeth. We have the natural casts and the natural molds of the bones and the cranium, and even the details down to the end of some of the little unguibles or claws of the right front foot, for example, or was it the back foot? Anyway, we published this. It was accepted under peer review, and we challenged the world to begin to look at places where acidity of the soil has destroyed the bones, and maybe even the teeth, as in this case, because it was very tiny, so it was easy to destroy, but where it's been preserved as natural molds and casts. And we hope, therefore, to set a precedent that will put a new front of discovery in paleontology. Anyway, it was published, and Johns Hopkins Medical University had a beautiful news release on it. And I'm happy to say that it is permanently displayed in the National Museum of Natural History Smithsonian Institution, proudly with my own photograph there, sitting in front of some dinosaur tracks, and beside a little notosaur footprint that I gave him is from a much older dinosaur than the hatchling. And I have also in my living room, I have another notosaur hatchling that I found. And these are right inside the D.C. Beltway, where nobody ever dreamed anywhere was going to be finding dinosaurs except in Congress.
Oh, yes.
You know, it astonishes people. In the first place, when we look back at the history paleontologically here, some of the most famous paleontologists that ever worked in the eastern United States walked these same streams where I have found over 1,000 dinosaur and pterosaur, that's most people know as pterodactyl tracks, and even some wonderful mammal tracks. On the world scale of absolutely a world first, for example, I have the largest mammal tracks ever found in the age of the dinosaurs, the Mesozoic. These are out of the Pedestrian Formation, Potomac Group, and they are about 112 million years old. And yet, one of them that we published is so beautiful. It's apparently the back foot of a marsupial mammal, and it's vastly large. It's not only the finest, most detailed mammal track ever found in the entire age of the dinosaurs, but it apparently is pretty well diagnostic, certainly probably as a mammal, but definitely as a mammal that had a back foot like the opossum, adapted to climbing trees because it has an opposed digit one on the back foot.
We've got to do our break now. You can talk more about this creature in our next segment. I would mention the Washington Post did a story about Ray. He is the real deal here about his paleontology. Okay,
well, he's a real deal about the UFOs, too.
Sure is. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. isolation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So we've changed his hat to the other one he wears, which is Ray Stanford, paleontologist. And you were talking about this marsupial-like creature, is it?
Right. That's right. Yes.
This is going to really rock the paleontological world when it's
fine. Oh, it has. Believe me, let me say that the curator of dinosaurs at the Smithsonian was here, and he said, Ray, this is worthy of the cover of Nature, which is the premier scientific magazine in the world. But I have larger mammal tracks, too. But we can get back to the ancient flying things, not objects, but organic living things. Most people know what we in science call pterosaurs. They know them as pterodactyls because one of the first genuses of pterosaurs that was found was, Pterodactylus cochi, was a small pterodactyl that lived back in the fossil was found in the Stonehofen Quarry in Bavaria. But the thing is, I have found a footprint. I left footprint, and it's been confirmed by numerous paleontologists, professionals who've seen it. It is the largest footprint of a pterosaur ever found in the entire world. It is bigger than the famous skeletal pterosaur that's found in West Texas called appropriately Quetzalcoatlus Northropi, after Northrop Aviation, because it had a wingspan of over 35 feet. But this one had a wingspan of over 40 feet and weighed some hundreds of pounds. And it is magnificent. It even has the compression pattern of the interdigital membrane, the so-called webbing. It's a left front foot imprint, and you can even see the imprint of where the wing finger digit 4 went up beside the body. You see the imprint it made in the mud as it had turned upward to go up beside the body as the creature was walking forward. Now, what is important about this, not only is it the biggest in the world, but what is really amazing is that it's 112 million years old. It was thought until I found this, that the largest pterosaurs existed at the end of the Cretaceous, 65 million years ago, when the the impact
this doubles the age.
Yeah, right. And so here's the thing. I mean, here's this giant pterosaur, bigger than any that's been found even at the end, that was living here 112 million years ago. And icing on the cake, I have two wonderfully huge feeding traces of this pterosaur, where this particular type of pterosaur did not have teeth. They would stick their beak down into the sand and mud and pick up whatever's living there, probably mollusks that they could crush and eat, crayfish. I don't know what else they might have gotten, eels or what else, but they would leave distinctive traces where their beak went down and pulled out. And some of these, the substrate is thin enough, you see the wonderful telltale of the dynamics from the bottom side of it, what it was doing under the surface, as well as you turn it over and you see what it was doing on the top of the surface. And we have two feeding traces that are big enough that they certainly could have come from this huge pterosaur. Just the front footprint is over 15 inches long.
Wow.
And if you look at that, you've got to have a wingspan.
Forget Bigfoot, that's a big bird.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Bigfoot bird.
Well, Ray, you've also, I think you're the only person that's ever discovered a flying reptile that has left traces of the small clawed hands in the wings, actually that have left traces where they were looking for food or something.
Actually, the feeding traces, I might have been the first. Lockley published some. He was here, and I showed him these, and after that he came up with a paper of some that were out west that he might have already known about, but I don't know if he had realized what they were. I can't claim that he probably did, but we don't know. But people had found the front footprints of pterosaurs before I found them, but I am the only person that has found them east of the Mississippi, and I have probably 40-some-odd of them now, and some of them are quite small, probably from very small species, and we can tell by both the shape of the manis, the front foot, or the pes, the back foot, that we have several species, several distinctive species represented, and we can even tell from studying these how they tend to, for example, about two-thirds of the weight of these creatures when they walked on the surface was on their front feet, but they used their back feet in shoving, and I can show you several traces where how they had to shove with the back feet, possibly to get them launched. It was quite an effort. They were not the most graceful takeoff in the world, but they had to do some pretty good shoving with their back feet and a pretty good stomp probably with the front feet as well. There's been one scientific paper that a paleontologist friend of mine has published on that, but we have some good evidence in the tracks here, and it's wonderful to be able to look, and you almost have a time machine, and you can look back. Some of these things are so clear and wonderful. For example, there's fur around the edge of this big marsupial tract that I talked about. And then there's one even bigger. It's on the same substrate as a big dinosaur tract there. And you see the fur, and that one is fully as big as the large, for example, mountain lion tracks that we found when I was on an expedition down into the Cerro de Pinacate area south of Arizona in the Mexican desert where the craters are out there. We saw big tracks of a mountain lion. And this guy has a footprint fully as big as a mountain lion, and he's a mammal. I mean, I showed this to Dr. Weissample, for example, last time he was here, and he said, there's no question. That's not a reptile. That's a mammal.
Well, that kind of begs the question. We've had a number of reports over the years, down in West Texas, for instance, down around the Great Bend area, and other places in the Four Corners area, of people reporting what appear to be flying dinosaurs or flying reptiles that appear to be of like a pterodactyl or a pterosaur body shape. Of course, the ropa, I think they were called in New Guinea. There's a number of these types of creatures that have been alleged to have been seen over the years. What are the chances of a living dinosaur like this?
I'll pull a honey with that and say, get me a good, credible movie. It's not in Photoshop. But I'm skeptical. On the other hand, I would be delighted. I would love to meet one. Well, maybe not the one with the 40-foot wingspan. But, I'd like to meet one. But I hope they're telling the truth. But I've seen one alleged movie down, I think, in New Zealand, supposedly of pterodactyl, and they're not. They're just gigantic fruit bats that live down there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well,
people don't understand. There's a big difference in the structure of a bat's wing from a pterosaur's wing. Quite different.
Yeah.
I want to just ask something way out of the blue. We had Lauren Coleman on, the cryptozoologist, a few weeks ago, and I asked him and Chris asked him about Mothman, okay? And he said owls. That's it. Conventional things. What's your impression of Mothman?
Well, he also said Kiel's, literary prowess.
Yeah, I think he's quite right, probably. Believe me, I in the first place, let's bear in mind, I think the first things of Mothman were published by the notorious Gray Barker. Let me tell you a little anecdote.
Sure.
Adamski sent me a letter with a copy of a letter. He said, I have received a letter from a member of the State Department in East Strath.
Okay, I'll tell you, we've already covered this.
Yeah, but let me tell you what happened. Nobody knew what it was at that time. Sure. As soon as I got it from GA, as we call it, Amsie, as soon as I got it, I called my friend John McCoy. And I said, John, this is a hoax from Gray Barker. I said, look, the type on the typewriter is the same, and the indentation is the same. I said, this is one of Gray Barker's stupid hoaxes. And, of course, now, you know, it isn't well known it was, but I spotted it and called it that over probably 15 years before anybody knew that it was a Gray Barker hoax.
Of course, it was actually Jim Moseley and Gray Barker.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They were sharing all sorts of alcoholic beverages, got a hold of the stationery. And Gray Barker, you see, had a very distinctive writing style.
Yes, he did.
That never varied, no matter what he wrote. And when you read the Strafe letter, the one that he sent to George Adamski, that was Gray Barker. I read that letter once, and I said, you know what, this looks like Barker, and I went over to Jim Moseley, and Jim Moseley and I were very close friends, especially in the 60s, the late 60s. I even worked for him. It was my first paid gig working for Jim Moseley at his Saucer News magazine. And I said, Jim, what's the story here? It reads like Gray Barker. And then he told me what he later revealed to everybody else after Gray Barker died, that he and Gray wrote a number of letters, not just to George Adamski, but to Coral Lorenzen of the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization. Gray was visited by the FBI. Did he steal government stationery? They actually got it from someone who I think was the son of a congressman. It's a long story, but we get the picture. We have Ray Stanford, who straddles a couple of worlds here, UFO research and paleontology, and excels at both. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
This is our final segment of this episode. Ray, I know when we get you on the show.
Man, time flies, boy. Oh. Just like a big old pterosaur.
Time compression.
That's right. It really feels like 4 hours, but because of time compression, it's only a half hour.
Yeah. Well, if you've got any final questions or statements or
well, Ray,
you'd like
why don't
to share?
You give us? Why don't you tell us what you're up to? And you
okay.
know, so many people have been just, you know, just champing at the bit to see a DVD, something, anything.
Well,
that,
you know, I tried to introduce James Fox and considering using some modern stuff instead of old Blue Book stuff in the movie. He said, well, it focuses on the Blue Book unidentified, so we can't do that. But I showed him, as you said, the goodies. And so this should show to people that I am willing and ready when the right situation comes, when I know I'm dealing with people that will present it in an objective and honest way and with due critical analysis. And I have to commend James. He's a fine guy, and I like him very much. And regarding what I am doing, I am desperately. I am aware of my mortality. I mean, I will be 76 in June.
Right.
And I desperately am trying to figure a way to get the attention of the right people and to do this. You can't. It's so good, the evidence. That let me say I can prove this in a moment here, but it's so good that the scientific people, the astrophysicists, aerospace engineers, they accept, they recognize this immediately. It shakes them to the core.
Yeah, and you have presented this information to some people that we can't name, but are super high. I mean, some of the top echelon people in our space program have already seen your evidence, and I could name names, but I won't.
Right. Well, good. Yeah. Indeed. And they have become very interested. And for example, one of them that does a lot of flying on his business with NASA. I mean, he says, "I carry my camera and watch out the windows, Ray. I absolutely do." And they have been turned on. Well, I to show you how fearless I am about this, we're going to, I have, of course, I addressed in February 1st, 2013. I was asked to speak and presented my dinosaur presentation to the it's called the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center Science Colloquium Lecture Series, and There's been some mighty key and important people lectured there, but I was privileged to be asked, and I presented it, and it went over extremely well. And by the way, if anybody wants to see that, Chris, would you be willing, or either one of you, to put on your site the link to my whole presentation so people can see how I talk about the dinosaur stuff? Here's the link to the NASA presentation. Would you be willing to
do that? I'll tell you what we can do here is we have a link, obviously, to this episode. So you send Chris that link. I will embed it somewhere so people in our forums and our main site can get this link and check it out.
Fantastic. And I'm now working to try to undo the damage that was done to the big Notosaur track I found there that became the fourth most current news story in the world one day, year before last. And some damage was done to it, and they have contracted me to try to correct this damage and get it ready, along with other tracks that I found at Goddard Space Flight Center. They're about 95 million years old, those there. And we're going to have put up a display, permanent display, in the beautiful, quite new Earth Science building at Goddard Space Flight Center of the tracks that I found there. So that will be nice.
Isn't it sad, Ray, that there are people out there who will insist, maintain, that the Earth is only 6,000 years old?
Oh, indeed. It's not only sad, but it worries me. Because I see these people getting more and more into politics. And I tell you, I fear them as much as I fear the extremists of any other religion. It can get so extreme, it's frightening. And the irrationality that we see in some of these people is absolutely frightening.
Well, it's BF ugly, if you know what BF stands for.
I'm not sure, but I can guess.
We well, won't bum define that word. Because this is a clean family radio show.
Right.
Well, it really gets my my goat and my ire up when we talk about this subject. It's just, I mean, our poor kids that are growing up being just, you know, with a kaleidoscope called the Internet. They have no points of reference. They have no filters. I mean, we're selling our future down the road, I think, with the way the culture is, you know, just totally muddying the waters and you know, in the case of, you know, the creationists, I mean, to me, it's borders on criminal.
Well, you know, understand, we're not attacking anyone's right to hold a particular political or religious belief.
Right.
I mean, believe in what you want, and as long as you don't practice or believe in hate, feel free to agree with what we say or do. Feel free to disagree, and we know many of you listeners make your viewpoints known either way.
I'm getting to the point where I'm really hating the fact that creationism, this medieval, I mean, it's harkening back to the 12th century, 11th century or something, and before. The very fact that these types of quality of thinking is getting traction in our culture is horrific.
Oh, yes. If the governor of Texas had his say, evolution would be eradicated from the textbooks, and, you know, a 6,000-year-old world or so would be presented.
Well, you know, the governor of Texas still hasn't figured the third government agency he'd kill if he were elected president.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to, impinge on anyone's right to believe, you know, politically or religious, you know, in a religious sense. But, I mean, come on. I mean, science is science. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, I think Ray would agree that there are problems with evolution as a theory, certain aspects of it, are open to interpretation. There may be some problems. But if you compare that to a reality view that the Earth is somewhere around 6,000 years old, I mean, to me, it is so ludicrous. And if our kids, any of our kids, are going to grow up with that as their primary reality view, you know, I'm glad I'm not going to be around for it.
Well, of course, what happens is they grow up to be elected to Congress where they can talk about the fact that you have something called legitimate rape. And then if a woman is sexually abused, her system will automatically shut the process down.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. Power of faith and belief here. Oh, my.
Indeed.
Yeah, we're getting into politics here, Gene, and you know what happens when we get into politics? We get into trouble.
Yes, like with Lauren Coleman. We spent about 1 minute talking about gun control.
Oh,
one
boy.
Minute. And then one listener posts a message in our forums. When I heard that, I stopped listening to the show. Duh.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I felt sad about that.
Yeah, I'll send him a 30-round mag, and he can go rock and roll out on his, you know, his gun range or something.
As long as he doesn't go elsewhere. Ray Stanford, right. Are you ever going to have
I'll buy an extra one for myself. And then I'll buy an extra 30-round mag for myself.
Just don't point it my way, okay, old friend? I have never shot a real gun. I don't intend to. Ray Stanford, are you going to have a website or somewhere we can check out online?
No, I'm sorry to say that I don't. I'm kind of a computer klutz.
If someone wants to get a hold of you, someone wants to get in touch with you, Ray,
Internet.
Can they reach you anywhere then?
Yes, if they want to reach me, don't send any nasty messages that won't be read. They'll just be deleted. But they can reach me at dinosaurtracker@verizon.net.
Dinosaurtracker@verizon.net. Okay.
That's right.
And Chris O'Brien, we can find him everywhere because he's done like 2,000 radio shows on his new book, Stalking the Herd. But he still comes back here.
Well, I can't wait to get Ray's critique on my book. He's got a copy, and he's not talking much about it.
Let me quickly tell you one thing. You should have left that stupid picture out of that, a fake picture of a skeletal structure with a head of something that has only a chitinous exoskeleton, namely a shrimp-like head. That's the most ridiculous thing. I wish you'd left that out.
If you want to find out more ridiculous pictures, there aren't any. The others are pretty good. OurStrangePlanet.com, right. OurStrangePlanet.com, that's Chris's blog. You can buy a copy of the book there. And the advantage over Amazon, if you buy the copy from Chris, he will autograph it. You can check us out on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. We have a Facebook fan club. You can go to theparacast.com, check our web portal with every single episode available for download and our forums. Ray Stanford, thanks for joining us on The Paracast.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.